Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Our 49ers player show presented by Harris Ranch Beef. Legendary beef, legendary quality. Shop your local Raley's, Bel Air, and Nob Hill supermarket for all your tailgate needs. And it is 49ers starting center Jake Brendel joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Jake, thanks for taking the time. We really appreciate it. How are you doing?
Of course, guys. I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
Yeah, we're doing well, man. Getting ready for the new year. And look, it's been a successful season, the 8-game winning streak. But is it a little strange with all that's happened, the slower start, and then all that's happened at the quarterback spot where it's Trey to Jimmy to Brock? And obviously, you're right in the middle of all of it as the guy that's snapping the ball every play.
Yeah, for sure. It's a little unorthodox of a season for sure, but I feel like we've kind of honed in our craft, and especially up front, I feel like we've never played better ball than right now this group. So, we just got to keep building on that with the weeks to come.
Jake, I want to take it back a little bit, as we're watching these games. I don't know if you knew this or not, but Brock Purdy was the last pick in the draft, also known as Mr. Irrelevant, and that's something we've heard very often as we watch the games and listen to the games as well. But you yourself undrafted out of UCLA in 2016. Can you talk about that mentality? Have you talked to Brock Purdy at all just about, hey, we're the later guys, we're not the top round picks, and you yourself being undrafted? Can you talk about that mentality that you bring when you go to work every day and how that kind of forms you as a player as you get ready for a season?
Yeah, being a late draft pick or an undrafted guy, there's definitely a chip on your shoulder. You definitely have to bring a little bit different of a mindset to work every single day. You don't get stuff just given to you. You have to earn everything you have. So, yeah, Brock and I, it's funny. I was the first person in the building to tell him that he made the team, which is kind of crazy. But it was just a good situation, having a player come up to you, a guy that, was kind of in the same situation as Brock was, being able just to show a little bit of support to him in a time of uncertainty, like at the end of training camp like that. I feel like I can give him as much guidance as he wants from me, and he can always ask whatever questions he wants from me, so.
Now, Jake, you said you got to let him know that he made the team going back to the end of camp. How does that process play? Did you happen to be in the building? Is there some kind of list posted? Did a coach tell you? I mean, how does that whole process play out where you got to be the guy to be a part of such a what has to be a special moment?
Yeah, so with all the stuff that was happening with Jimmy G, you know, right before that news kind of hit the airwaves, we had a meeting, and we just kind of went over what we thought was going to be the best approach to the 53-man roster, and, you know, a select few guys that were, you know, older guys or more in leadership positions were, you know, shared the information of what we were doing in the quarterback room. So it was just kind of like I passed him in the hallway after that meeting, and I was just just congratulating him on him making the 53.
Jake, sticking with Brock Purdy here, Brock seems to have that elusive gene, if you will. I call it slippery. He's slippery in the pocket. Does that change your mindset when blocking, or is it all the same thing at the end of the day? Keep the QB safe.
Yeah, man, it's you know, that's definitely the goal, you know, just to keep guys off the quarterback as much as you can, limit the hits and the pressures. But yeah, Brock definitely has his own little swag to him in the pocket. And, you know, he's shown that he can get the job done in the pocket and outside the pocket whenever there's pressure. So, you know, just having a guy back there that can get the job done and get the ball to the right guys, I feel like it makes our job easy.
Let's go back to training camp for a second. Forget all you've seen from Brock over the last four games, but did you see something in practice, in camp? Did he raise eyebrows? Was there something where you, as an offensive lineman and a big part of what's going on there, you know, gave you confidence? Like, oh wow, this dude's pretty good. Like, how did that play out?
Yeah, I think just how he approached his, you know, his craft, his work. You know, he's always in the office or the building super early in the morning. He's one of the first people here. He's one of the first people, you know, in the building every single day. So, you know, seeing him as a rookie doing stuff that vets do, like 10-year vets do, you know, that just immediately was like, okay, this guy's a little bit different. And then once we saw him out on the field and, you know, his fast release, his ability to grasp the offense, his natural leadership ability, you know, we definitely knew that he was a special player. We just didn't know when, back in training camp, when he was going to get his shot. So,
you know, Jake, sticking with training camp, early in the season, a lot of media and fans, you know, they love to overreact. We're worried about the offensive line. Alex Mack retires. A lot of question marks. And to see how you guys have gelled together to this point, was that something you always knew? Hey, did the group that you have together always believe you had this potential? Or are you even maybe exceeding what you thought you could be?
I think we always had high expectations for ourselves up front. You know, Coach Furster holds a very high level of expectation for us, and you know, we really don't expect anything but the best out on the field on Sundays. So, you know, we definitely knew that we could get the job done up front. Obviously, there's some, you know, there was some musical chairs and stuff like that, you know, last season, and then this season, losing Lake and losing Alex, and, you know, just not knowing who was going to step up for those positions. I think the front office and the offensive staff knew kind of right away who was going to be in those spots. So,
Jake Brendel joining us here on 95.7 The Game, 49ers starting center. You guys obviously won the division in Seattle a couple of weeks back. You're not going to be any worse than the 3 seed, but the 2 seed, even the 1 seed, I guess, if Philadelphia loses both of their games and you guys can win both, is still on the table. Do you guys scoreboard watch at all, you know, as far as what's going on? And has it been discussed to push for the 2 seed? I know Coach Shanahan has told the media that he doesn't think you can stop playing football, so he kind of wants to keep you guys rolling. But what's the mentality as far as finishing strong here with the division locked up?
You know, I've always approached football as like a week-by-week basis. I mean, you're playing the team that you're playing next, and that's it. You can't look forward. You can't look back. I'm pretty sure the whole team is kind of in that mindset right now. You know, obviously, if teams lose across the league or win across the league, then our seed's going to be different. But if we don't win, then there's no point to the whole thing. So we got to handle business on Sundays, Saturdays, Mondays, and we that's really all we can worry about.
You know, Jake, Dre Greenlaw, not named a Pro Bowler or an alternate. Christian McCaffrey, an alternate as well. Here, when we're watching you guys getting ready for the post game, Cam is here on the board. We call him Big Play Dre. But these guys not making the Pro Bowl, Christian McCaffrey as an alternate. We hear when everyone says, oh, you know, it doesn't change how we view what we need to do every day. We're still going to work hard. But inside the locker room, is there a little bit of, you know what, guys, you might not have got this, so let's go out and do our best to get us a Lombardi? Does it change at all, or is it everything that, you know, we typically hear that, hey, we're just here to do our job?
Yeah, I mean, usually when you have team accolades, the individual accolades come along with them. So, you know, it's unfortunate for those guys to not be recognized for the successes that they've had this season. And honestly, I completely think that they should be Pro Bowlers. No doubt about it. But at the same time, you know, like, for some reason they weren't, and you just kind of have to brush that off. If that motivates you, then that motivates you. But, you know, we really just have to focus on, like, the team mission right now, and that's just to win these last couple season games and then get into the playoffs all healthy and ready to go on a run.
Jake, what did it mean to you, though, to be named an alternate, considering your journey and the season that you've had? I mean, I got to think that's pretty special for you. But what did it mean for you to be among those named as somebody that, you know, could be headed that way, the way things work out?
It was definitely a blessing, man. Like, I honestly didn't go into the season expecting anything at the end, and like any sort of individual accolades. But, you know, I don't know, like, the numbers and stuff like that, but obviously our fans voted a ton. I know my family voted a ton, so having those guys behind me and supporting me is always great, and I'm just glad to be in the position I'm in right now.
Jake, let's dig deep into Christian McCaffrey, because we see what he does, right, when we're watching the games and things like that. But how is it blocking for a guy who just seems like all you got to do is give him a little bit of daylight and he's going to make something out of nothing? Can you describe just the level that Christian McCaffrey brings when he's in the backfield?
Yeah, Christian's arguably one of the best scat backs in the league. So having a guy that's that utilitarian for this offense is great, right? We can line him up in the wideout. We can line him up in the backfield. We can use him as a blocker. So anytime a guy is top notch at all those different things and can do all those things great, obviously he's going to thrive in a Kyle Shanahan offense. So, you know, having him in the building, having him on our side of the ball is it's awesome. There's really nothing like it.
Yeah, and the 8-0 in his starts is that tells you something too. I think as far as the way it's helped everybody with Christian McCaffrey. You know, I can't tell you how many times, and you've played alongside, you know, Aaron Banks and Spencer Burford, you know, two young guards this season, and you know how many times you look at the different, you know, grades and all these things that come out as far as offensive linemen, and it's like, oh, clean sheet for these guys, clean sheet for the interior. These guys had good games. It's happened a lot, and obviously you guys are graded by your coaches and all of that, but it's just the job that the three of you on the interior have done, and in particular just speak to what you've seen from those two guys and their growth. Because, you know, I'll be honest, I mean, one of the questions from a fan standpoint coming into the year was how you three would specifically hold up, and you've done the job.
Yeah for sure. Big credit to those two guys. You know, playing guard in this offense especially is not an easy task. It's arguably the hardest position up front for us is at the guard position. So, you know, having Spencer come in here his first year in the league and have him perform as well as he did and is doing right now, and then also Aaron just being able to, you know, fully hone in his craft last season to the point where he was coming in this season looking like a true starter, like no questions asked type of guy. So it was great.
No, Jake, this has been great stuff. Real quick, I did see you and your wife are expecting a baby in early 2023. Me and my wife are expecting in April as well. So wanted to say congratulations. I know we did some things that we knew we wanted to get taken care of this last Christmas without the baby. Was there anything that you two made sure to do before your baby comes in 2023?
Well, first off, I appreciate it. And congrats to you guys, too.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, it's definitely a blessing to have kids, man. We're a pretty low-key couple. There wasn't a ton of bucket list stuff that we wanted to take care of before having kids. Actually, we've been working on this for a while. So, honestly, we're just looking forward to having a healthy child and hopefully building a great family together.
It's great stuff. Yeah, congratulations as well from myself and everybody here at 95.7 The Game. All right, so to wrap this thing up, Jake, our friends at Harris Ranch Beef are sending you 10 pounds of prime steaks. You get to choose the cut of your choice. So you can have ribeye, porterhouse, or New York strip. What's your call for your 10 pounds of meat?
I think I'm a New York strip guy, so...
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, good man. I think I'd probably roll with the strip as well. We appreciate the time, and we'll get you set up with your prime steaks from Harris Ranch Beef. Thanks a lot for joining us, and best of luck the rest of the way.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.